Log Talk Radio.
Okay. Oh. Welcome to the Merlot Show. I am Melinda.
And I'm Marcella.
And I'm coming
and
to you.
And she's coming to you live.
And I'm in Cross Plains, Tennessee.
And I'm coming to you from Lewisburg, Tennessee.
Hey, what is our show about tonight?
Sex.
What did you say?
Sex. Whenever, you know, when we were little, and if for some unknown reason our mama had to say that word, it was either sex or it was S-E-X. She would spell it and whisper.
Why is sex such a
taboo,
dramatic
subject?
Word?
Oh, dramatic. I don't know. I think it sounds kind of cool. Sex. You know, it's just like kind of out there. But even when they're doing, even when you're doing the whispers, sex. You know, it's got that.
I
mean,
kind
of sexy, don't it?
Yeah. Okay. But you know what?
What?
It's a fact of life. Because
what
it would not be life if we did not have sex, right?
Our mom and daddy never did have sex.
What?
Mom and daddy didn't ever have sex. That's nasty. I think all six of us come from the Cabbage Patch or what's that bird?
Stork.
Oh, yeah, stork. Yeah.
Stork, yeah.
Yeah, but most all people, if you start talking about sex and then you mention their mom and dad or their grandparents, oh, gross. That didn't happen. My mom and dad didn't do it. Well, how the hell do you think you got here?
Exactly. But with that said, I would never, ever want to think about my grandparents ever having sex.
Well, how do you think your mom and daddy got here?
I don't want to think about it.
Well, I know, because it's nasty, right? That's what you call. You know, a lot of people say, talk about
for them, not for me.
I don't know why it is, but people actually are that way. I've talked to several different people, and it's like, you just don't want to think about your parents or grandparents ever having sex. And if they did, they didn't enjoy it. Because I think what it is, we have this idea that our parents never enjoyed nothing except maybe getting on our butts about something. That's not the pleasure I always thought mom and daddy ever had. And there were six of us, so we gave them a lot to be happy about. But
right.
You don't, there's just no, you know, you don't see them having any pleasure with each other without us involved, you know. You don't think about them having a life of their own.
Oh, my gosh. Never. Never. I don't want to think about that. Okay, let's get off that subject. Let's get off about parents and grandparents. Yeah,
no.
Let's don't even think about parents and grandparents having sex. Let's think about the just regular people having sex.
Well, I got a question.
Okay.
You know, we always do a lot of research for our shows. Did you do any this week for the show?
You know what? My husband just got home, and we didn't have time to do any kind of research. I had my granddogs here all week, and my son had to come pick his dogs up. So we didn't have time to do any kind of research. Did you do any research this week? It was kind of fun doing this show this week because you did get to do research on sex.
I know, and you could do all kinds. Like I talked to a sex expert.
Oh?
Yeah, one of our brothers. He said sex was just about everybody in town, so I just asked him a bunch of questions.
Okay.
I got some stories out of it. Well, to be honest, here's the way I see it. Guys are dogs. That's why I think it. They're just dogs.
Wait, how's that?
Sex is sex. That's all it is to them. It's nothing more, nothing less. Which,
okay.
Honestly, I don't have a problem with it, but I'm sure some of them girls did. And then one of our other brothers.
What did you learn?
Well, it's okay to do it anywhere, anytime, if you just got a willing partner there. That's
okay.
What I found. That's out of all of it. That's what I learned.
Okay.
And then I learned some other stuff about when I asked him what was one of the, you know, craziest places or what weirdest experiences, because, you know, he's got some stories on him, and I thought, oh, Lord, what have I done? I've opened up a can of worms now. And I was expecting to hear this wild tale or something. And he says, well, I guess probably the strangest place was on the couch in the living room with a man's wife.
Well, that's not weird, in the couch in the living room. That's not all that odd. What's
it
weird about that?
It is if her husband was in the other room right next door in the bedroom.
Oh, okay. That would be weird.
Weren't you scared to getting caught? And he said, oh, well, I left just afterwards. He said, I never stick around long.
Oh, my gosh.
Told you they're not.
I don't know which brother this is, but go ahead.
Oh, well, we've got other brothers and stuff, so I know about another one, and mm-hmm. It sounded kind of romantic. He had this girl, and you know they got to talking. They thought it'd be fun. It was night outside, and there was these bushes all around them, so nobody could see them, but they still felt a little of the danger. I think that's part of it, you know, kind of getting them all hot and bothered. And he gets right into it, having a good old time, and all of a sudden feels a lick on his butt, like something licked. And of course, that's going to kind of falter him a little bit, and he had to stop and turn around, and there was a big old dog licking him on the butt. He said he hollered that dog. Everything keep going.
So he kind of had a threesome. You know, guys, they're always wanting.
Yeah, they are.
Oh, no. That is not the kind of threesome that you'll be thinking about.
Well, Lord, no. And you got to watch that threesome stuff, too. I learned that. Like, mm-hmm. If one girl asks you to go home with her and have a threesome with her and her roommate, mm-hmm. make sure you start off with her, because he made the mistake of starting off with the wrong one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the other girl went back in the bedroom, and so he thought, well, you know, the other one was flirting with him, so they just sort of got started while she was in the back. He thought maybe getting the bed ready or something. Well, evidently, she probably just went to the bathroom or something. When she come back, they were already into it.
Maybe she had a poop.
He threw him out.
Yeah,
that's probably what it was. She said, you get the hell out of here right now.
Uh-huh.
And the bad part was, he didn't know where the hell he was.
So, oh, my God.
And it's raining. And he asked the girl he was messing with, says, can you give me a ride? And she says, I don't have a car. How do you think we got here? We was in her car. She drives all the time.
Oh, my God. What did he do?
He went to the phone booth, and, you know, wasn't no cell phones then, so he had to go to the phone booth, and he called the operator, explains to the operator what happened, which has her just dying, and says, I don't know where the hell I am. I don't even know what town I'm in. Could you look and see? I need a cab.
That's bad. Now, this is our brother you're talking about, right?
Yeah. Don't nobody ask me which one.
Okay.
But, yeah, got a cab.
So the operator, he charmed the operator to help him out, huh?
Yeah, well, he said he talked to her a long time, and I know she was having a ball, probably one of those boring nights, nothing was going on. So, oh, man, I got a hot one here.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, here's one of the questions. And if anybody wants to answer this question, the number is 914-338-0788. What is the strangest place that you've ever had sex? What is the weirdest place you've ever had sex?
You talking to me?
Oh, yeah.
I don't have sex in strange places.
Okay.
Really, I don't.
You don't? Okay.
Oh. I'm not proud of it. I just don't.
Okay. What is the deal with...
Well, wait a minute. Wait. What is the strangest place you've had sex?
The Fifth. The Fifth. I plead the Fifth.
Oh, I was going to say Fifth Avenue or what? Where's the Fifth?
I would answer that. Actually, okay, I'm going to reveal something tonight because I don't know who's listening, but it might. Okay, I can't answer the question. I've had a couple of drinks tonight, so I'm not going to answer that question.
Oh, come on,
but,
chicken.
Okay, there's a lot of people that have, you know, adventured into, like, boats and that kind of crap. You know, that's nothing new. But there's one place that I'm not going to mention that might be medical. That's all I'm going to say.
A hospital bed.
That's all I'm going to say. Okay, now, here's what I'm going to talk about next. Next subject.
Okay.
All right. S&M, what is the deal? Are you into that?
Now, anything that involves pain, and that goes for anything, include even if it's not to do with sex, I just avoid all pain at all risk. And I don't see how anybody having sex can associate pain and pleasure as being together.
But did you read the book, 50 Shades of Grey?
I did. I read all of them.
So, what
did
you think about the book?
Actually, it was pretty good.
So,
but
why
really
did you think it was pretty good if you don't get into the...
It wasn't a lot of pain in it like I thought it would be. Because I was thinking, ew, gross. And it really was.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't what I thought it would be, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Did you not read them?
I read a book and a half of it, maybe. Actually, I kind of got bored after the second book in the middle of it because it was the same old, same old. And who wants the same old, same old, you know?
Yeah, and that's why they dream up the S&M, I think. I actually asked my husband because I had read a book one time about during slavery, and this was weird. Now, this was actually what happened back during slavery. You know, they would breed the slaves. You know, they'd pick out a dark-skinned one, maybe a light-skinned one, because they're selling them, whatever. And they would make them breed. And, you know, a man can't just automatically get up a hard for no reason, you know. And when they put them together, they would go in there to watch those stupid plantation owners. And they would take a whip and strike the man across the butt, and he would get hard. And I asked my husband, I said,
weird.
Do you think that would work? I mean, evidently it did, because that's what it was wrote down in the book. But I said, would that help you out? And he said,
you're going to whoop him.
I think to find me a whipping boy, you know. And I told him that, and he said, no, you come across me with a whip, and it's going to crawl up inside me and hide. I mean, it's going to, whatever it was even thinking about doing, I've lost it. It's gone. It runs away from home.
That reminds
and I
me
say
of
that.
That Jerry Seinfeld episode where the guy goes up, you know, when it gets cold, there's a lot of shrinkage.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and getting cold water. That George on there, I remember.
George. Yeah. I love George.
And the girl happened to walk in while he was changing, and it had shrunk up a little bit. And he just kept on, it was cold water. It was shrinkage, shrinkage. So she wouldn't think he was actually that small. Yeah, right.
Oh, my. So.
I think there's 7 mistakes that guys usually make in the bedroom, to be honest about it.
Really? What are they?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's it right there. It's 7-6 mistakes, and I just said in the bedroom, that's the number one mistake, that guys think sex starts in the bedroom. It
okay.
never starts in the bedroom.
Where
that
does it
you
start?
Can be, well, it can start wherever you start cuddling up on the couch and you're watching a good movie, or maybe you're playing around wrestling or whatever, or kidding around with each other. Maybe a song came on and you're dancing or whatever. Sex starts then, actually. It's what you do with it from there. You can't just
okay,
say...
Okay, you just brought up a thing, okay, before you get into all the seven things that are mistakes. Okay, foreplay.
That's it.
Okay, so do you think that guys need foreplay or is it just women?
No, they do. They don't like to talk about it, but they need it. I know they need it. Because if they don't, then we would be able to do it whenever we want to, but it's hard to do it when they're sitting there asleep or, drinking their beer and
stuff. They've got to have something to stimulate them, so they need some sort of foreplay.
Most of the time
okay,
it's
what's
like
number two?
Okay, mm-hmm. Number two thing is that they assume... They always assume they already know what you want. I know what you want, baby. Bullshit. None of y'all know what we want. We'll tell you. And if you listen, then you might get it right. And number three.
Okay, wait a minute. They assume they know what you want.
Yeah, have you never been to... I have heard this before.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, baby, I know what you want. Bull, you don't know what I want.
Because guys think that they know exactly what a woman wants. But what do women want?
Depending on what mood you're in. It ain't always.
And that brings up what? That brings up one thing. A G-spot.
Yeah, well, it makes up whatever makes you feel good. You might be in the mood. If they start rubbing your feet, some people have the feet fetish or makes them feel good. Or maybe give you a massage in your shoulders and loosen you up. I mean, it can all get very sensual. But guys think there's one spot and one spot only. That's it.
Okay.
All
right.
I like to tell y'all, the nerve endings go to all of us, all our parts. All right. They stick to their plan. A guy has a plan, and this is true, and I ain't going to say how I know this, but all guys have their plan. They start off the same way. It's always the same thing. And you know what's coming up because their plan always stays the same. It's never spontaneous, and it's always the same. I mean, you've got to get off the plan. Don't do a plan. Just... She might want something a little different that night.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. But, I mean, kind of women do, too, in a way.
Well, yeah, women can take some pointers from this, too.
Yeah,
but the reason I'm telling you, I'm not telling just the guys. I'm telling women, too. Tell your guys about this stuff. And number four, most guys keep it strictly physical. I mean, sometimes they don't even talk to you. It's like, all right, baby, love you, night. No, physical ain't it. There's got to be more. It's got to be, you got to have some...
Emotional contact.
Yeah, emotional and more touchy-feely kind of thing. That's what I guess. It's more to it than just physical. Okay, number five, and this is the biggie. Guys expect intercourse to give her an orgasm. That's it. All right.
Oh, really?
You came, didn't you? Oh, you did that, didn't you? And that's why everybody wonders why women lie about whether they have an orgasm or not. It's just so much easier than explaining. I mean, it's just, it's just like, yeah, maybe that was good.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And to help her get that orgasm, number six is they always skip the seduction part. I don't care how long you've been married, how long y'all lived together, or how long y'all been going together. You still got to seduce her a little bit. And flirt a little bit and just make her feel like, oh, she wants you more than you want, and, you know, you're wanting her. You got to make her want it. Seduce her like you did at the very beginning and, you know, got her to fall in bed with you the first time. And
that not only goes for guys, it also goes for the girls.
That's
women.
Right. This goes both ways. You're right.
But
and the reason I'm telling guys
people forget about that. You forget about, you know, because sometimes I think it gets kind of like routine.
Yeah, and they're going by the same plan. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
There's got to be some changes made there.
Yeah, you got to put a little spark in there.
Yeah, you got to change it up a little bit. And number 7 is guys want to focus on ringing the bell. The little G-spot that they think we've got, that is just like, oh, I know she's going to, oh, yeah, this is the best we've ever had.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I hate to tell them there's more spots than that one place. And like I said, nerve endings go all over. So
exactly.
It's just
a lot of it is mentally.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Think about it. A lot of it is mentally. Because,
for men and women.
It's not just like physically, it's mentally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Without the mental part, I don't think the physical part would even really come into play.
No, it wouldn't. It would not.
Yeah. I've always said that.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I'm trying to get my husband in bed and he don't really want to, honey, if it's all in your head, come on. You do want it. You just don't know it yet. Not really, guys play that trick, so I just thought I would. But everything in sex is like a two-way street. We're always saying, men do this, and men are saying, women don't do this. It's two-way.
Okay, what about sex toys? What about sex toys? What do you think about that?
Well, honestly, I don't get it. I know a lot of people use them and everything. I just don't understand them, maybe. I feel ignorant. I mean, when they say sex toys, I get kind of grossed out because I'm thinking about a little rubber ducky and, ooh, how what are they going to do with that? That's gross.
I mean, you would think that sex toys is kind of like off of the whole thing about sex anyway. It's not. It has nothing to do with sex. Toys should not be associated with sex.
Yeah, exactly. And when I think of sex toys, I'm thinking about, you know, maybe my husband's penis, maybe. That's my toy. And I have his toys. And they're all kept in the same chest, you know. That's just the way I think, people.
Oh, my.
I can tell the people out there in radio land are thinking right now, bless their husband's heart. Just think of what they have to put up with. Little do they know.
But you know something, we would not be here today if it was not for sex. That's all I can say. Nobody would be here today if it was not for sex. But with that said, there's all kinds of sex that does not have anything to do with reproduction. Right?
Yeah, I would think so. You know I don't have no kids.
If you're gay, you don't have, you don't produce kids.
That's right.
Unless you have, you know, artificial insemination or something like that. But, you know, there's like some, and, you know, there's some type of pleasure in, of course, in sex. And what I'm saying is that I forgot what I was saying.
Oh, I really have no idea where you were going with that either.
I wonder what she's going to say about it.
But I was listening. I thought, she's rattling.
No, what I'm saying is that evidently when sex was created before we were ever created, there was a reason behind it.
It was for pleasure.
That's what I was going to say.
But you know what? I think some people have sex and never have pleasure because they think it's something they're supposed to do, and I don't think they really know what real sex is about.
Well, I think, you know, some people have a warped mind, and they don't interpret sex, and, or maybe they're introduced to sex, you know, into their life,
in the wrong way, or young,
or maybe they're just mean or something, and it's put into their life in a wrong way or something. But I think that actually sex is supposed to be a pleasure, and that maybe the people that abuse something that they call sex are just plain warped.
Yeah, they are. There ain't no doubt about that.
Yeah. So.
Do you remember your sex talk that you got, by the way? When you were younger?
No, but
did you
ever
get one?
Yours.
I was going to say, I remember mine clearly. I remember you were in the bedroom, and it was right before my first date, and our mom comes in, and I'm ironing, and you're sitting at the foot of the bed talking to me, and she comes in, Marsala, well, you know right from wrong, right? Yeah. And you done started kind of heaving at that time. Well, you know right from wrong, so you be a good girl, okay? You be good. And then she turned around and walked out, and you'd already fell back on the bed just laughing your heart out. And I held my head down ironing to keep her from seeing me smiling. And I'm thinking, yeah, I plan on being good at it.
Your sex talk was like, you'll be good at it. That's all I got to say about it.
And she never even had a sex talk with you. So, you know.
Well, I think the thing was that she was afraid I was going to tell her a few things about sex. Just kidding, Mommy.
Well, you have a son. Did you ever have a sex talk with him?
No, he has sex talk with me.
Did you learn anything new? I mean, generations of changes.
Yeah. And it is odd because you're right. Things do change. And it's like, what could ever change about sex? Because, I mean, it's just like, sex is sex, but no, it's not. Because there's always something different.
Yeah. And people have these big expectations of what it should be. And, okay, like the rose petals, you know, trying to set the mood, and candlelight, a bathtub, and, you know, they go from one extreme to the other. And it can. It's nice, and everything's different, but don't stay with the same thing. You got to keep changing, keep going different.
Yep. And we only have like 45 seconds left to talk about sex tonight.
I know, and it don't even give me no time at all to talk about redneck sex. It's totally different from everything we've talked about.
Oh, my gosh, I forgot about redneck sex.
Oh, hell yeah. First thing you do with redneck sex is that, is your mama my mama or my aunt? And that's the first thing you find out right off. Make sure you're not. Everything after that, y'all just have to hit me up and ask me later because we're running out of time.
All right. Well, we're going to have to say goodnight.
All right. Y'all have a good one. Bye, y'all.
All right. Bye.